Hello. Hey. Good
Hello.
Hi.
morning. Yes, good morning. It's early. It's very early.
Early for my ass.
So this is our first little mini episode of Once Upon a Captain Swan. Just a little short episode to give you guys something fun to listen to as we plan our massive Killian Jones episode for next week.
Ooh.
Yeah. Massive.
We say
Massive.
short, but we'll see.
True.
Short in comparison to what?
Well, some of us actually have to be starting to work in 42 minutes, so Kim will be short. I don't know about the rest of y'all.
So today we have myself, Sarah. We have Gabby.
Hey.
We have Jamo.
Hello.
We have Rachel.
Hi.
That's how I feel, Rachel.
And coming to us from her car, we have Kim on her commute to work.
Hello. Like a boss.
I feel like we're news people and Kim's like the one that's like out there.
On the
Going
subway.
live now to Kim.
According to
Kim.
traffic. Traffic
Kim,
report.
yeah, traffic report. Oh my god, if
Kim.
there's traffic, I'm so boned. That's what she said.
Kim's about to do a man on the street interview.
Sir, what do you think about Captain Charming and the spoilers? What do you think? What?
Hey, sir,
Sir,
you in the
I need to know
plaid.
what you think. How does this picture of their butts make you feel? That should make you feel great. Does it not make you feel great?
Does this
No.
not make your morning?
All right, so we have huge news that came out this week. Huge. Let's just
Huge.
call it the Captain Swan North American Tour.
Yes.
Oh
For
my God.
2017.
OMG.
So Creation Entertainment announced that Colin and Jen are going to be doing all seven of their conventions next year,
Seven.
which is super exciting because we will be there.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
Not all seven, but yes.
Yeah, all
All
seven.
seven.
We're going now.
So currently, a bunch of us will be in Vancouver, and a select few of us will also be in New Jersey. So
And maybe one in Chicago, but we're seeing.
if anyone of you out there listening sees us walking around these conventions, please come up and say hi to us. We would love to meet you. We
We
will have
may or may not
t-shirts.
have. I was going to say, we
We
may or
will
may
have
not have
t-shirts.
No, not may not. We
We
will.
will. We will have
Okay.
We
t-shirts.
totally will.
Okay.
Make it
It's
happen.
totally happening.
With Kim's tartan.
I was going to say, yeah.
Kim will be in plaid.
Yes.
Yep. So if you see plaid and it's not a man, it's going to be Kim.
But we are working on lots of fun stuff for you guys while we're going to be at these conventions. Hoping to
Yes.
do some live videos and some live recordings and hopefully try to get some interviews with you guys. Lots of fun cosplay photos. So it's
Those
going to be awesome.
all
all
of
the
the
cosplay
cosplay
photos.
It's going to be so awesome.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I look when that announcement came out, I was at my friend's house. I'm super glad that I was not working because I would have been non-functional the rest of the evening because I was crying. Not even kidding.
Yeah, I lost it.
I mean, I bought my CS Duo photo at work. I was on my drive-through headset, and I was like, I need someone to take this headset off of me right now because I have to go buy my call-up a photo.
I texted her out during our I was getting information through all our Facebook chat. And then I texted her, I was like, girl, call for photos up for New Jersey. And she's like, thank you, bot.
All right, so the main reason we're here for this little mini episode is you guys have been begging us to talk about spoilers. So this is our little mini spoiler roundup
Yeah.
episode. So this is your warning. If you do not want to be spoiled, please turn off now.
Yeah.
That's my warning sound.
I love that warning sound. Oh my God.
It was
And
beautiful. I tried really hard.
for everyone listening, there will be no recommendations at the end of this, so don't worry about missing out if you don't want to be spoiled and want to turn off now. You're not going to miss anything else. We're just going to talk about spoilers for the rest of the episode.
And maybe some typical debauchery.
Yeah.
Love it.
Because I mean, on iTunes, we do have the explicit on there, so.
Let's be real, it's probably for me. just so explicit.
So I want to start things off with a question that we received from TV Chica on Twitter. And the question was, it's now official that Emma and Killian are true love. Do you believe that they will explore that in season 6?
To find explore.
We kind of talked about this a little bit in the Comic-Con episode, where about them kind of dealing with the significance of that label of true love. Yeah, so yeah. How often do we think that this is something that they're going to actively talk about? Or is it kind of going to just be one of those little mini, like, 5-second scenes where they make a joke about it and that's it?
I'm sure it's
going
to be a 5-second scene just to piss us off.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope not. I sincerely hope not, since this was a huge, huge deal where they actually made it into something that wasn't a true love kiss. They had their own special thing with the weighing of the heart. So I really hope that they actually talk about it, not just between the two of them, but also with Snow and Charming and Henry as well, because we need that family moment.
Yeah.
I mean, we need the family moment, but I think that... I don't want to say going public with it, but, like, going family with it, I feel like, would be kind of a shit show, right? Like, I feel like I just want them to have this knowledge that, hey, we're true loves, and we're not rushing this, and we're not doing anything like that, but...
Well, don't they already know? Do they not already know?
I don't think they know.
No, no one knows yet, just the two of them.
They don't know that we know that they know that we know.
Oh, what is that?
I mean, you had to make the Friends reference. I'm sorry. There's no way around that one.
I just want them to have residual emotions and feelings that are discussed about being the dark ones instead of like, okay, I'm all good now. Like, no. Sit down. Not okay.
Well, it looks like Emma's in sessions with Archie, so hopefully that's part of it.
Yeah, called it. I called that, what, 2 episodes ago? I hope she booked some time with Archie.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I just need that. Because I'm so tired of, like, I get that they need to move the story along, but every now and then I just need a scene of them, like, being normal
dealing
people.
Yeah,
and dealing with their problems and emotions.
With their issues, because, you know, even though she likes to think she doesn't have issues, Emma Swan does have issues.
Yes.
I mean, and I think it's important because she is the audience, and you know, even heroes have issues and even heroes need help. And so I feel like if they don't, I'm going to be mad. I'm not just going to be like disappointed, like, or maybe I am going to be disappointed. Like, what's worse, when you're mad at someone or when you're disappointed in them? Like, either
depends
way.
Depends on who it is.
I mean, when it's the show, I feel like I would just be disappointed that they don't address that and try to make a little moment of saying, hey, mental self-help is important too. So you gotta, even if you're just talking about that with Killian, you know what I mean? You gotta talk about it. You can't just ignore the fact that you were the dark one.
I want all Belle, that shit in your brain. I want Belle to be Killian's therapist because she's been dealing with the dark one forever, so I feel like she's an expert.
Has she support been club. Dealing with the dark one, or has she just been letting it happen?
Well, she's been around it for a long time.
She has been around it. And I love Belle, and I'm not saying that I don't love Belle, but I'm just saying.
No, I'm right there with you.
So, let's go through each of the episodes that we have so far for season 6 and talk about all the little tidbits that we've gotten from it. Because they've been filming in Steveston a lot.
Yes, they
have. It seems.
Which is good, because they did say they were going to focus more on being in Storybrooke.
It's very true, yeah.
So, I need all the domestic. All of the domestic action.
Yes.
Well, okay. Do you guys remember from Comic-Con there was that little tidbit from Adam and Eddie where they said that Henry has a list of movies for Hook to watch? Do you think they were trolling, or is that actually going to be a scene on the show?
I really hope it's an actual scene. Like, I would cry.
I hope so.
What if all of the movies were, like, all of the characters that end up coming in the land of from the Land of Untold Stories?
And Killian's the expert. Because he just binge-watched all their movies.
I know what happens here.
I just watched this film.
I just watched you.
He's going to go full Captain America. I got that.
I understood that reference.
All right, so episode 1 is titled The Savior, written by Adam and Eddie. And what we know about this so far is that we saw the sneak from Comic-Con with Aladdin and Jafar.
Woo-hoo. Yay!
And we also have a script tease from Snow saying, we've got this.
Snow, you don't got this. Sit down. When do you ever have it? Let's be real.
Bring back badass Snow.
Yeah. Maybe it is bringing back badass Snow, so maybe she will have this.
Here's hoping, because I need it.
I know, I need that back.
Get that babysitter with Snow and Arrow, and she's good to go.
Exactly.
Yeah, get a babysitter, exactly.
Or a Bajorn. Get a little Bajorn. Can David wear a Bajorn?
I was just about to say that.
I need it. One of my predictions.
Daddy David and a baby Bjorn.
With plaid.
Oh, is that how you say it? Bjorn? Okay, good.
Yeah, Bjorn.
Because I wasn't sure. I don't have children and I don't plan on it, so.
Side note, can we have like a little mini episode that is like Chandler and Joey taking care of Ben when they leave him on the bus with David and Killian?
Please.
Can we have that? Where they're just completely like lost.
For any of our friends listeners, let us know if that's something you want to see on the show.
Yeah. Or somebody needs to do the thing. This might be Kim has to do the thing. I don't know.
Kim has to do the thing. Kimo did not watch Friends, so that's what Kim.
Rachel watched it a long time ago, so Kim must do the thing. Yeah.
So, what else do we know for episode one?
Did we get the butts in episode one, or was that...
I don't know what episode that was for.
Anyways, there were butts.
No, I mean, do you know the photos, the butts photo, but the photo of them outside the town hall?
Yeah.
What episode that was for?
I think that's the first episode.
Oh.
Rachel, oh my god.
Oh my god.
So Rachel's excited about the booty picture.
Dude, it was my phone screensaver for a hot minute. Because it was a work of art.
It was. Beautiful, bubbly work of art.
It's like they know what they do, the fans. Playing up to it. So.
They're so in tune.
It was
like a police line of butts.
A police line of butts. We could pick those out in a minute.
Oh my gosh.
But I want the whole cast to just be like lined up. Like
Rachel is Tina Belcher right now. And she wants to go to the Kissy Quippet Island.
Yes. Sometimes I'm Louise, but sometimes I am Tina.
I love it.
That was a fun day, though, to watch, because we also got those really cool photos of the Charming and Killian, like, taking Hyde and sticking him in the police car.
Yeah, it's gonna be...
I like how everyone just starts working at the sheriff's station. Like,
no!
Yeah. As soon as they come back, just right back into full swing.
It's such a joke, their police station. It's literally just family members. Hey, you want to come help me catch this bad guy? Here's a cool badge and a holster.
I was going to say, if this means that Killian's a deputy, I'm all for it.
Oh, same.
If this means Killian gets shoulder holsters,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Killian.
They can't do that because everyone would die.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah. We would just burst into flames.
He doesn't need a gun. He's got the hook, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he could just wear it. He could put, like, coffee in it or something.
I may or may not be biting my knuckle while I'm driving down the road because that is too hot for me and I can't.
Guys, he's gonna put his flask in his holster.
There you go.
Yep. Yeah.
Perfect.
You can't drink on the job, Killian.
You never told me this.
Watch me, Dave.
We've seen Emma drinking on the job.
Yeah. Yes.
What are you gonna yell at me now for, Dave?
Yeah. Shit, now I want to do my own thing.
Gosh, what else happened that episode?
Did we see all the Zeppelins, like, outside in the woods, like, on the ground? Like, the hovercraft? Like,
oh, yeah.
Something done yes, craft exactly. in the backwoods.
Whoops. Oh, the flying air balloon pirate ship thing.
Yes.
Didn't hear about that one.
Does not know what a Zeppelin is.
Led Zeppelin. I know Led Zeppelin. That's the only Zeppelin I know.
I feel like that's requisite knowledge, because what is their, like, most known cover art, man? Come on.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm a mess. Okay, it's early. Stop yelling at me.
Rachel, you had 3 more hours of sleep than I did.
Did I, though? Because fanfiction called my name, and I got messed up.
Aw, I wanted to read fanfiction last night.
So what about the photos of Emma appearing to get stabbed? And then Killian confronting Henry and, like, hugging him, like, putting his arms around him.
I feel like that's going to be, like, a dream sequence.
Yeah, Morpheus.
Morpheus, yes, exactly.
Hopefully.
since they're bringing the god of dreams in, it seemed very, you know, dream-esque the way they were filming with the fog and the dim lighting and everything, so.
Yeah, but if Emma does get stabbed, Killian will bring her jello because it has magical qualities.
It seriously does.
And if she did get stabbed, it obviously wasn't fatal because she was running around a few episodes later.
Yeah,
so.
True.
Wasn't anything serious.
Henry could probably just write the injury out of the book.
Or they can just heal her with magic.
Yeah. Regina, you could be like, Regina, I helped you out. Help me out.
I need a solid.
Yeah.
Regardless, I think it's going to be a good scene whether or not it is a dream sequence or not, because if it's not a dream sequence, then we get that actual moment between Killian and Henry. But if it is a dream sequence with Emma, then we know that she's thinking of that as well.
Yay.
So I think regardless, it's a positive, you know, as far as Captain Cobra.
It could be any of them dreaming it, though, right?
Yeah, I was like, is it necessarily Emma dreaming? It could be Killian. It's
true.
Or Henry.
Oh my god.
Who knows?
Either way, we get a nice little Captain Cobra moment.
Yes.
So episode 2 is titled A Bitter Drought, and we know it's the Count of Monte Cristo episode.
Yes. Ooh.
Which it seems to me like his backstory is going to have at least a lot more to do with Snow and Charming as opposed to anything with Captain Swan. So.
Yeah, but I wonder how Snow and Charming already know the Count of Monte Cristo. Because, let's be real, whenever we have moments like this, they're like, oh yeah, we totally know them already. Like, what?
No, why can't people just meet each other? Like, why do you have to know them?
Maybe they met them in a ball.
Yeah. Ooh. Totally met them in a ball. Oh, I swear to God, if I get pulled over again, I'm just going to lose my shit.
Live from Kim.
Live from Kim. There is a cop on the side of the road, and she was going 75.
You should ask the cop what they think about Captain Swan.
Well, I think the worst part is that I'm in the HOV lane again, and I think it's the same cop.
Maybe you should, like, learn your lesson.
Why are you still on that?
It's Sunday. It's Sunday. The HOV rules do not apply, but...
But Kim's paranoid.
I can see if you ask him about Captain Swan and watch there actually be a Captain Swan in his precinct. I might die.
Guys, I pulled over this girl for the second time this week, and she was now recording in her car. Well, what was she recording? Well, she said it was a podcast. Well, what kind of a podcast? A really epic one. She said that? Yeah, she said that.
Yeah, she said she wrote down a link for their website.
Advertising in its finest.
Something about Once Upon a Time.
And then Arizona State Troopers, like, tweet us out or something, I would die. anyways, continue. Sorry, I did not mean to interrupt that thought process. It just flew out of my mouth.
So episode 3 is called The Other Shoe, which we know is a Cinderella episode.
Yay!
And also, someone finally grew up!
Alexandra looks so cute.
And so we know that something's going to happen where there is a shoe missing, and Cinderella is, or Ashley, I guess we'll call her, is actually toting, like, a big shotgun.
Yeah.
Which is a little badass.
Yeah,
get her shoe back. I was going to say,
I love that, like, the glass slipper kind of became, like, a Converse sneaker.
If she needs to find it, it's probably hanging up on, like, you know,
a power line.
The power lines. like Luna Lovegood when she lost her shoes.
Yeah. Also, we get to meet Lady Tremaine in this episode.
Yes.
Which I'm excited about.
Oh, my God. Do we get to meet the stepsisters, too?
That I don't know.
I think they said something about that, but...
I'm totally down.
Lady Tremaine is, like, one of my favorite villains, so...
Yes. She's so calm in her collective, and I love it. In the reboot, too, with Lily James...
Oh, yeah.
Kate Blanchett, yeah.
Kate Blanchett was so good.
She was so fabulous.
But can I say how Alexandra went from a girl to a boy to a girl again? It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
There you go. Once upon a continuity again.
And the Frozen episode when they were all, like, singing at Ashley's house. And Emma's going to go babysit Neil.
Maybe it was just a bald girl.
Okay.
I was bald for the first year of my life.
What, is it just because they called her Alex? I mean, what if they just... That could just be a nickname.
Well, yeah, the clothes she had on did not look like girls close to me, but...
Oh, well.
Maybe she's an early tomboy.
So this was also the episode where we got Killian and Henry sword fighting with sticks.
Oh my God. I could not handle it.
And where we see Emma debuting her badass black... leather jacket.
Yes. Matching jacket.
Twinning right there.
Twinning.
OTP twinning.
It's the true love jacket.
Yes.
I want to know whose idea that was, but let's put her in black leather. Like,
it was probably Jen's, let's be honest.
Whoever it was, thank you.
She was probably super jealous that Colin always got to wear black leather. She was like, I want to wear black leather.
Well, she missed all the black leather from when she was in Dark Swan, so she needed to bring some back.
In the commentary...
Oh, Kim, that's actually a really... I wonder if that's actually significant. You might be onto something here.
Ding, ding, ding. I have my moments.
Someone write this down. Kim had a moment. 9:43 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Well, I think that it's still kind of soft Emma, traditional Emma, but the Dark One is... I don't want to say putting her armor back on, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's residual holdover that she was, well, she was the Dark One. She was still pretty badass while she was the Dark One, so she gets to keep some of that.
Yeah. Or is it because, because we have not seen her red leather jacket this season, have we?
Yes,
we saw it in front of the bug, didn't we?
Just at the very beginning, because it's like... season 6 picks up right after season 5 ends.
Yeah, right in front of the mayor's office when they were arresting Hyde. Killian.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was wearing red leather.
You know,
so
that was...
I say maybe she's trying to, like, not put her armor back on and just wear, like, a different...
Maybe it's freeing.
Maybe.
Can I just say I'm so glad that she's going to be wearing different outfits every episode again, like season 1?
Yes.
They finally listened to us.
Even if they are all still winter clothes.
Yeah.
Have you been in somewhere in Maine, guys? It's hot, dude.
Right?
I think Rachel was just distracted by all the butts when they were filming that episode that she didn't remember what Emma was doing.
True. Legit what happened.
Too legit to quit.
I will never quit the butts.
No.
I will never quit you.
So episode 4 is called Strange Case, and the big announcement for that one is the return of Dr. Whale.
Yes!
Yes! David Andrews.
Finally.
Oh, I love David
Andrews. David
Andrews,
my darling. I really need to see if Dr. Jekyll / Mr. Hyde and Frankenstein knew each other before.
I feel like that would be a logical connection.
But I just need to see it. Just
because
I'm craving it.
Because we do see Whale in flashbacks.
Yes, exactly.
So he's not there in real time.
No.
I don't know.
Okay. If he is, they weren't filming on the actual street.
Right, yeah, I only saw him in his actual Frankenstein outfit.
With the blonde hair.
But his world's in black and white, so it doesn't matter what color hair
he
has.
So episode 5 is called Street Rats.
Yes.
Gee, what could that be in reference to?
I wonder.
I don't know.
Does that mean Abu is going to get to be a person, kind of like Gus Gus was a person?
Oh, I hope so. I really hope so. And I hope he's just the most sarcastic little shit.
Yes.
Oh, right? Yes. Yes.
Rachel can't comment because I don't think she's still watched it yet.
That's like the bestest movie. One of them.
I mean, I know it came out before you were born, but come on.
Didn't it?
Jeez, Ray, how young are you?
When did it come out?
It came out 92? Like 80, yeah, 92.
No, 93, 94, I think it was.
I was born in 93, thank you very much.
Oh, Lord.
I'm gonna look it up.
Please look it up. I need to know.
I just never got into Aladdin when I was little. I don't know why.
92, sorry.
Damn. Okay.
It is older than you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm working on it. I'll get on it eventually, because it's not on Netflix. So
you must let us know how you like it.
You need to borrow it from somebody before season 6 starts.
Well, I was super surprised to see Aladdin in Storybrooke. For some reason, I kept thinking this was going to be mostly flashbacks for a really long time for him. Wasn't expecting to see him in jeans in Storybrooke so soon.
I always thought he would be there, but I just didn't know how he would be introduced.
Can I just say that Karen David looks stunning?
So stunning.
The jewelry is on point.
She also said that her Jasmine outfit is like so amazing.
She tweeted.
She's trying to tease us.
I can't wait.
I can wait.
Best casting decision that Once has made in a really long time.
Damn, great.
I'm missing that. I just want a tiger. Else. Can we have a tiger?
Yes.
Oh,
Aja could be a human form. Iago in human form?
Yes.
just bring in Gilbert Gottfried.
I was going to say, do we actually have...
That would be sweet.
He'd totally come in and do it, too.
He would. He's
not getting any work anywhere
else. Oh, my
else.
God. Oh, my God. You know what? You know who would have... Gilbert actually would have made an even funnier author than...
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my word.
Maybe they're saving him for Iago.
Maybe.
I think they are.
Also, I am going to point out that because I'm an English whore, episode 2 is actually called A Bitter Draft.
Is it?
Ooh.
Pronounced draft. Yeah, I looked it up in the actual like text that's actually how
interesting. Good to know.
Yeah, well.
So episode five is also where we got the amazing dock scene between Killian and Emma and that smoking hot kiss.
And his hook was on the butt.
It was.
It was. I didn't see it.
It was on the booty.
He touched the butt.
This is what happens when we record this early. We just have one track minds.
I love how he kind of like grips her arm and she's like got her hands on his chest. And she walks away from that and she has like this smile on her face.
I know. Yes.
And you see him watching her walk away.
Yeah, he was.
Hate to see you go, but I love to watch you leave.
Even after all this time, we get so giddy over just a little kiss. And they both still get giddy after they kiss each other.
Did anyone see that Tumblr post that was talking about, like, we have over 42 minutes of Captain Swan kissing, yet when we get a new one, we all lose it. And then someone wrote a thing about us, like, in 80 years. Did no one else see that?
No.
Oh, my God.
I did.
I'm going to find it and read it, because it's, like, freaking hysterical.
You need to share it. Share it with us.
Yeah, I did reblog it, but I just didn't find it.
Okay.
Damn.
All right, I found it.
Who was it? Who originally wrote it?
The original post was by Fandom Flail, and then Blow Me a Kiss Colin added.
Hi, Mia.
Mia.
And then Killian hyphen, is that what it is? A hyphen, the little line thing.
Dash.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is it a dash or a
dash?
Line?
The dash. It's like a little line.
So it's
Killian Womp. The year is 2066. Colin and Jen are in their 80s, reuniting to present an Emmy Award. They hug on stage. Colin kisses Jen's hand. We all scream, Captain Swan, and oh my god, I'm dead, at our TV screens. Some of us are actually dead. Rest in peace. Some of us make innuendos about how we don't care how big it is. We'd still take Colin for a ride around the block on our motorized wheelchair. Jen's dress will be beautiful. We'll say she's aged well and doesn't look a day over 60. The moment will be over too quickly, and none of us will even remember who won the award they presented because we don't care. Colin will trip on the stairs going down to his seat, and we'll all panic and worried he hurt himself. But he'll give the camera a goofy grin and a thumbs up, and we'll know he's okay. Damn stairs. Cinnamon roll. Then we'll make GIFs of all of it and email them to each other because we won't know how to work the social media sites of 2016. Fangled websites. Why, in our day, all we had was Tumblr and Twitter and Instagram, and we liked it.
That's the most perfect Facebook post I've ever heard in my life. Because it's all true.
Where's the lie?
The original post was, we literally have 42 minutes of footage of Captain Swan kissing, and yet we collectively lose our shit every time we see a new one being filmed. I love this game.
Mm-hmm.
And they better leave it in the episode.
Blow Me a Kiss, Colin added, let's be real, we lose our shit when we see promo and behind-the-scenes pics of them standing together, touching it anyway. It never gets old. And I hope we will always lose our shit over every tiny, subtle, yet glorious CS moment.
Good addition, Mia.
Epic post is epic.
Yep. Okay, well, I am going to bow gracefully out. I am sitting at my desk. So, you guys continue on. We have, what, one episode left to go?
Yeah, basically.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Kind of, sort of ish. Okay, well, have fun. I will be here. I expect all of the gifts and all of the booty songs. And I love you all.
Love you, Tara.
Bye. Bye.
Have a good day. Bye. Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. What do we think about Emma putting bags in the bug and Archie trying to... Well, here's my thing with Archie. The last time we saw Archie, he was not helping Snow with the baby stroller. And kind of just talking down to her while she struggled with a child in a stroller.
He offered.
And so here he is. Here he is standing next to Emma's bug, not helping her again. So what's going on there? What do we think? Do we think she's leaving town?
Super Weenie Hut Juniors.
She's moving all Killian stuff into their house.
That was what I initially thought.
Yeah. I thought that too.
I'm okay with that.
It does kind of look like she's outside Mary Margaret and David's apartment.
Mm.
Well, I thought she was like leaving town, but I threw that in there for fun.
So she grabbing all of her residuals from the loft and bringing it over to the house.
If we're being positive, that's what I want to go with.
Okay.
If you want to step on the angst train, then she's leaving town.
Bring it.
Remember, we're all about positivity here.
Exactly. So. I'm gonna remain optimistic because. She's in the same outfit in the dock scene with Killian, and that's at night.
But that could be her saying goodbye.
However, she had a smile on her face when she left, so we know it's not for a bad reason.
Maybe she's Blondie. Just gotta go, sell her apartment.
Yeah.
Finally, de-enroll
Henry from school.
Yeah. Adult things.
I mean, the savior does have to do adult things.
And also, episode 6, we now know, is Killian-centric. So I feel like we're not going to have Emma off somewhere else, for a Killian-centric episode.
I am so excited that we're bringing in Captain Nemo. That's so cool.
I'm just excited for more pirate flashbacks. I'm hoping this is from his time as a pirate on the Jolly.
Yes.
Red vest back, hopefully.
Except none of these timelines add up, and it just...
Can't think about it. You cannot think about it.
it'll just frustrate the hell out of you.
Well, we haven't seen him in his pirate outfit yet, so are they still filming it? That'll all be studio.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's all studio. Unless he comes out of somewhere and he's wearing it, and I'm just like, there it is.
God, I miss seeing the pirate outfit.
Me too. So when they announced Captain Nemo, I was like. I wasn't so much excited for Nemo as I was more excited for the prospect of the pirate coming back.
Bring me the pirate. Whenever we see pirates now, it's like, surprise! Here he is! And it just totally blindsides everybody.
Yeah.
So if Emma is leaving somewhere, and the next episode is Killian-centric, is this when we start seeing, some bro-ty penis for Captain Charming?
You might be right. I would not be opposed to that. If we're not going to have Captain Swan, then at least give us Captain Charming.
Exactly.
Captain something.
Captain Cobra, I don't care, something.
Mm-hmm. I need more Captain Cobra, honestly.
Because yes. Even though, like, that way when Emma's not there, you're still getting relationship building that's significant yes. to Captain Swan. So
yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
Oh, absolutely.
I love Captain Charming and Captain all the Captain things.
We didn't talk about Captain Charming at all last week because it was all so focused on Emma, and I'm feeling with fault.
I'm sure there'll be some next week.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
There was something else I wanted to bring up. What was it? Shoot.
Well, while you think about it, we just rewind a couple episodes when CS was out front of the Once Upon a Time in Wonderland set on the bench.
Oh, yeah. I don't really know anything about that. I only saw one tiny, really bad, like a really far away photo.
Well, they were sitting on a bench, and Lee Arenberg, Arenberg is supposed to be on the side, and they're thinking he's going to interrupt their quiet.
Oh, of course.
Oh, Grumpy.
Of course Grumpy interrupts.
Damn, I love him, Leroy. But yeah, that was really pretty.
Yes, it was.
I love that house.
What do we think Belle is doing on the Jolly Roger?
Oh my God. She is, I think Killian offered it up to her to rest, to just and get away from everything, honestly.
Yeah. That's what I'd like to believe too. Like, that's what I wish would happen.
Mm-hmm. Especially and, with all the stress isn't good for the baby.
And, well, let's be real. when is Belle's life not stressful? So
okay, when she's eating.
But this is good because it means that Belle's got away from Rumple for a little while. Mm-hmm. Because we did see the scene of her and Rumple kind of arguing on the docks, so maybe he was kind of coming to talk to her while she's on the jolly, and then they get into an argument. But so that means that she's away from him for a little while, which of course I'm all for. But it also means that Killian's not staying on the Jolly Roger.
Where are you living, Killian?
My house. With my lady is where it is.
Do you think they'll keep that house, though? Because it has so many, like...
Didn't Adam and Eddie say that's her house and they're going to keep it? Yeah. It's her house. I thought they said that at Comic-Con, but I know
they
said it before.
I think so. I think they'll work through all the issues and be able to start over and make that their home.
They need to come in with like someone who to cleanse the house of the bad juju.
I think my problem is I just read too many angsty fan fictions where the house is like a horrible reminder of everything that they said and did.
Oh, I've read those too, trust me.
Yeah. Well, they're gonna need to do something with that basement turned dungeon, like
into another kind of dungeon.
Yeah.
I wrote that.
There was one thing I saw on Tumblr that was going around was a video of Killian and Belle talking, and he has like what looks people are thinking is a shell around his neck.
Oh.
And everyone thinks he says mom.
Don't tease me like that.
Do not.
I'm just saying what I saw and read on my dash. I don't know. That's just what other people were saying. But it did look like he say mum. And then I'm like, I was trying to think of other words but Belle's also about to become a mother, so it
exactly.
Just...
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
But if he's
maybe
holding
he could say
shell,
it was his mum's.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was looking at. But I don't know.
Oh my
I still
God,
just can't get over your theory of his mom being Calypso.
I was gonna say.
Oh my God, I just want it to be true.
I need it.
Remember, I'm still continuing that thing.
Because they're bringing in more gods, too, so it's like,
yeah.
It totally works! And maybe that's why Zeus, like, just zapped him back. He's like, oh, I kind of owe her a favor.
Remember, I'm still gonna continue that thing.
Do it.
You have a lot of things.
I really do. It's kind of overwhelming sometimes where I feel like I don't update enough and I don't want to disappoint people, but at the same time I'm super busy. So it's always a double-edged sword.
Yeah. So I have two emails to read from our listeners that wanted to submit their theories and thoughts on season 6.
Okay.
First is from Joy.
Hey, Joy.
So I'm just going to read this word for word with what he wrote. So, mm-hmm. After all the angst and hardship, Killian and Emma deserve some peace and drama-free moments before all hell breaks loose again. This is Storybrooke, after all. As for a long-term goal this season, I see them getting engaged in the finale. I think the timing would be right by then, and that way we could see Captain Swan wedding mid-season 7. I would be pissed if they got married in the series finale. That would be a cop-out.
Yes.
Which I kind of agree with. Like, I want to see what happens after. Like,
yes.
The whole point of this show is seeing what happens after your happily ever after, so I would want the same thing for them.
Yes.
But then he says, I want to see them explore their married life on a weekly basis, some sweet domestic scenes, watching Netflix and chilling on the couch, stuff like that. They deserve at least that much, and so do we. Also, I want to see some honest conversation about their dark deeds in season 5 and how they feel about it now. They haven't had any time to reflect on those choices they made. While I'm glad Emma is sharing that with Archie in therapy, I would like it very much for that person to be her mother or Killian.
Yes.
As for Killian, I want to see his mother this season. It's time. They have to address it at some point. Also, want to know what on earth happened to Liam 2.0. They can't just drop a bomb like that and expect us to forget all about it.
Exactly.
Oh, he's Captain Nemo. I don't know. I'm pulling stuff out my butt. But this is how I also predicted Selena being Marion, so.
Killian's face off with Captain Nemo would be all kinds of epic. Also, dying to know about the big secret of his past. This arc is what I'm most worried about. I know Emma and Killian's relationship will be fine, but I sincerely hope it doesn't cause a permanent rift between David and him. That would be very unfortunate.
David.
Joy loves Captain Charming as much as we do, and I love it.
David killed his brother.
I'm looking forward to seeing more of Belle and Killian friendship, as it looks like we're getting some scenes with them in the Jolly Roger. I think we're going to get a scene where the evil queen interrupts Killian and Emma's wedding. It would be a huge parallel to Snowing, and that it all started there, so it makes sense that the writers would try to go for that. Less than a month left, so excited.
Oh my god.
I've seen a few people mention that theory, and I'm on the fence about it. A part of me is like, yes, Snowing parallels, that would be awesome. The other part of me is like, God, no, don't, I just want them to have a happy wedding.
Yeah, don't interrupt the hell out of this.
It could have been a dream, though, still. You know.
Oh, I'd be okay with like that in a dream sequence and then actually.
Nobody let Snow pick out her dress or do her hair. Not to be an asshole, but dear God, no.
No, like she's having like, she's super, super nervous and she has that exact same dream and then she just pops up out of nowhere. And it's all of her girls hanging around because she can't see each other before the wedding.
And Elsa's like, back.
Yeah, Elsa's going to be your maid of honor for sure.
I think anyone listening to this just needs to go and read my wedding fic. It might be just like what everyone needs.
But I also kind of agree with Joy thinking that an engagement will happen at the end of the season.
Yes.
And in my head, I envision the show going on for 7 seasons.
Me too.
I think with the way ratings are going, I think we'll get one more after this. So that I think that would work really well.
I agree. I know.
I'd be okay for one at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Engage Assuming we get enough progression and development to make it believable and not forced.
Yes. Exactly. Because they've given us such a slow burn this entire time, so, like, for them to just rush it would just completely ruin it.
Yeah.
Yes. And I also kind of agree with Joy's take on a wedding and having it during the mid-season, because I kind of hope, like, in the series finale, that we get, like, a flashback to maybe, like, a year or two down the road, and then they have kids, because I need all of the Daddy Killian.
Yes.
I would just like to see Henry, like, holding a baby brother or baby sister.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Also, I really want to see Henry like sailing the Jolly Roger.
Yes. And then David is helping Killian with the Bjorn. Bjorn, Bjorn.
Bjorn, oh my god. This is how it's supposed to go.
Or build a crib.
Killian and David are getting together things
all the Captain all the Captain Charming scenes, like trying to prepare for a new baby.
You're Huey.
The dogs are going crazy.
So cute.
All right, so I have another email from Chantal, aka Louise Tomlinson on Twitter.
Yay, Chantal! She's one of my friends.
So, she has a few thoughts. The first is on the Instagram photo that Jen posted where she's in Archie's office. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she says, I'm 100% sure we're getting her making some visits to Archie this year. I believe that the dreams she started to have towards the end of last season, as well as her little experience with Neil on the way to the underworld, will have some lasting effects on her. And point number two, her new leather jacket. I have zero idea why she has it, but I can't wait to find out.
Guys, what if Killian bought it for her?
Aww. Can you buy the gray/blue one too?
Ooh, I love that one.
Maybe.
She wanted to treat herself and go shopping.
She treated herself.
treat herself.
Treat yourself.
So this is what Chantal has to say about all the Killian and Belle photos. She says, is Belle trusting Killian to allow her some sanctuary from old Rumpy while she's got the baby on the way? Especially after the end of last season where he let her get stolen. Killian seems to definitely be offering his protective services, or at least his ship, so Belle will have a place to go. In a few recent photos, Bobby's been there too, so I guess we'll see how that plays out.
He's been there with no hair too.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I like him without the...
I do, too.
He looks less sleazy and creepy.
He does.
Yeah, definitely more, like kind of suave and, like, rocking the suit, you know?
Maybe he's, like, trying to, like, clean himself up for Belle. Like, hey.
That's what I was thinking. Like, trying to present himself as more of, like, a father figure.
But even when he does, father figure. He does that, though, it never lasts. And I always get my hopes up that, like, Rumpel will finally redeem himself. And then he always just turns around and just does the most douche-tastic thing ever.
I love
douche-tastic. Douche-tastic.
Rumpel, douche-tastic, still skin.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
It is.
That's what she said.
All right, so.
Sorry.
We're E for explicit for a reason, guys.
And I love it.
So, in regards to Jafar, Aladdin, and savior mythology, Chantal says, I'm very excited about this particular piece we've seen. From the looks of things, it seems that Aladdin was a savior, and the use of savior magic seems to have a lasting effect on physical health. Cue his hands shaking and being weak-looking the entire scene. Yeah. Jafar knows that saviors don't get happy endings, which obviously means Emma's going to be some ultra mega savior and break that tradition later in the season. CS wedding, CS proposal, CS coffee, CS something, please.
CS everything.
And finally, there are two Reginas. How long will there be two of them, and how long till it's over? Tee hee.
Oh. Hopefully not long.
Please.
So thank you, Chantal. Maybe not a lot.
I mean, let's be real, we're all just thinking it. She just said it.
At least we're gonna get some badass evil queen outfits, which I'm really excited about. She's been rocking some good looking ones, so
yeah.
I do love Regina's
evil my cosplay muse is like, you need to make all the outfits. And then I was going back and rewatching them some episodes, and I was like, I still need
to make that. One of my favorite ones was the blue velour one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
If I ever got skinny enough, I would totally make that one.
I love it because the back is open and it's just all those chains hanging down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ugh.
And she was with Hook in that scene. But, you
know. She was. Maybe that's just also the drag queen in me, but I just love it. Love everything about those.
So, do we have any other thoughts? We pretty much hit all the spoilers, I feel like.
No, one more. Sorry.
There's more?
Oh.
There's just one more I thought about when Killian was on the Jolly Roger, and there's Dr. Jekyll. And he's like,
oh, yeah.
And he looked like he was like either dead or hurt or something.
He done got fucked up.
Yeah. And I'm like, was it Killian that did it or was it somebody else?
I don't even know what to theorize for that scene because, I mean, who was there anyone else even seen filming that day on the ship?
I don't think so.
I love how much Jolly Roger we're getting, though. Not
gonna
lie.
Yes, all the Lady Washingtonness. Did we talk about? I know this isn't like us related, but did we talk about? You know, I've been seeing a lot of Evil Queen and Mr. Hyde together.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, they're bad.
I oddly ship it.
I ship it. They did have a lot of chemistry in just that tiny scene we got at the season finale.
They did. They did
enough that where at least on Tumblr, everyone was talking about it. So.
Mm-hmm.
I think that ship has sailed for sure.
Yes. What is it called anyway?
I don't know. Good question.
Evil Hyde.
Well, he's already evil, so.
Mr. Queen.
Mr. Queen. I love that so much. Then we need to make like a cleaning product, and it's just like.
Make him bald.
See what happens when you get me up early, guys.
same with me.
Also, Zelina's baby magically aging, it looks like.
And looks older than baby Neil.
Exactly. Yeah.
So Neil better be walking by the time we see him next.
Considering no time jump happened, that baby is aging very fast.
Maybe it's magical. Maybe because Emma aged it in utero, so it's like,
oh, that's true.
She never stops aging.
Are we going to see like a teenage Robin by the end of the season?
Benjamin Button.
I need them to spell this Robin with a Y.
Same.
I need them to stop naming babies after dead characters.
Exactly. Like,
what the hell? Like, really?
Damn. The shade.
It annoys me. I don't care who's dead. Stop naming your kid after them. It's just weird.
I love how they put a spa in Storybrooke now.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Goldilocks.
Goldilocks.
In a law office.
The Three Bears Spa.
And apparently Rumple was there. Rumple's going to the spa.
Rumple needs to relax.
He's buying Belle a gift card. It's canon.
Okay. Rumple's trying, pulling out all the tricks.
If he presented me with a spa day card, I wouldn't say no.
Right? Like, Belle just takes everything and she's still just like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like in a mud bath. Someone's massaging her temples with the cucumbers on her eyes. And you're like, leave that with me? No.
Try again.
Keep trying.
Right?
Bring me some chocolates next time.
Yeah.
Flowers. All right. So I think those are all the spoilers we have so far for season 6. So we're going to wrap this up. If we missed anything, let us know.
Yes, exactly. Then we can talk about it real quick next week.
Yeah.
At the end, obviously.
So next week is going to be our massive, jam-packed Killian Jones appreciation episode.
2 hours long. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Probably.
But not
probably. So.
Sorry, not sorry.
Continue to send us all of your favorite moments. Just a reminder, we are now on iTunes, so subscribe to us on there, and also continue to subscribe to us on YouTube. We are still on Audioboom and...
Pocket Casts,
yes.
So many things.
All the things.
Every of the things.
And as always, hit us up on all of our social media. We are OUACS Podcast on Tumblr, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and WordPress. Whoop. Also Gmail. You can email us as well. A lot of people email us, which we appreciate.
Oh, yeah.
And the nice messages on Facebook is great.
I want to say, Joy, you're awesome. We love you. Try and come to Van, because that would be super fun.
Yes.
It would.
Yes.
Everybody, fund Joy to come to Van.
Yes. Do a GoFundMe page.
Bring Joy to Van.
There's already going to be Joy, but we need physical Joy.
We need physical Joy.
You're an honorary member of our group.
Yes. Yeah. He's like our Chris Hemsworth in Ghostbusters.
Perfect. All right, guys, we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.